My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning, Metroplex. It is the hump day edition of Sean and RJ. Choppy out the rest of the week. Golfing in Michigan, we have our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. Peyton in the back, live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. And I guess I may as well start with this because I had a Tolo DM me, Robert, saying, Sharif, have you been paying as close attention to the Democratic National Convention as you had the Republican convention this year? And my answer was yes. Yes, I have paid the exact same amount of attention. Why do you ask? So I'm eagerly awaiting the opinion that is sure to come over politics. I'm staying up way too late. Why, man, the same people that schedule this stuff schedule the Stars postseason games. Everything running deep and deep into the night, way too late. And then I like to watch the political commentary and reaction afterwards to see if a fight is started or see how the experts are taking it in, and it's kicking my ass. I'm hoping there's no big-time major speakers tonight so I can shut it down early.
Suckers and losers.
It is. here's my takeaway. Here's my bipartisan equal opportunity hater takeaway is that I assume whenever somebody says, are you paying as much attention to this? I assume they're wanting you to go after the DNC is what it is. It is like, I hope you're poking fun at it. I don't know that they realize whenever every clip I see, basically from every speech, every clip of, oh, look at this joke. They just dunked on them from either side. I was looking to go, do y'all understand how like cringy this comes off as? Like, I'm cringing listening to the, like Steve Kerr doing night the other day, like the Steph Curry thing at the, I almost vomited at how cringy and old man that was.
Oh, okay.
That's how I felt. That was as bad to me as the Hulk Hogan, this is my hero. Both of those were like, what are we doing
here? Last night, I always try to make an SNL skit out of things. Last night, my SNL skit was out of the roll call, and they had this dorky South Park white bald character on stage going, New Hampshire, how do you cast your vote? North Carolina, how do you cast your vote? And then there's, you know, Spike Lee. And Lil, I'm like, y'all are complaining. Apparently, like, Biden or whoever's in charge, the organizers, they're like, man, this ran way too long night one with Biden speaking. So then last night they had the Obamas come out and they're like not taking any of the crowd applause. They're like shutting it down early and there's no gaps in between. And like Kamala's husband goes and then Michelle Obama comes right on and then Barack comes right on. And so they're trying to make adjustments so we don't have to stay up until midnight if you are taking it in. But it was Maryland. How do you cast your
vote? How does the delegate from Maryland vote?
Yeah, exactly. It was a South Park character. So yes, I'm trying to pay equal attention to both. 877-881-1053 is the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line. And I don't know if I poked fun. Well, we played Hogan. We poked fun at the debate that ended President Biden.
Yeah, I'm so sad I was not here for that reaction. I would have had so much fun. I think that was the first thing you said that morning because I was listening. I was off that week, but I was listening and I think you said that you're like, I bet Bobby's really missing not being able to come in here and crack jokes this morning.
I love doing those shows with RJ because he maintains balance. Can't tell one way or the other. So I was happy to have you out. You just got to look at a cell phone to tell which way
the
goes.
Back of it, yeah.
Yeah, the back of it. Fire at Cowboys practice yesterday? What the heck happened?
Apparently there was a fire in one of the players' rooms. I mean, they're about to depart Oxnard. They've just about wrapped things up. But
Meet Church, Matt Pittman just left there yesterday as well. He'll be on at 8:20 with a huge, huge announcement.
So was that him? Was this his grill? Did he leave a grill running before he left?
They were cooking and smoking. Was this out of a room?
It was out of a player's room. Nobody was in there. But apparently one of these players' rooms.
What could set fire besides the air conditioning unit?
They did not. Maybe it's like a Donnie Wahlberg situation. In the 90s when Donnie Wahlberg, he fell asleep with like a cigarette in his mouth and then the whole hotel fire caught like on maybe it's something like that.
Yeah.
But no, they were able to get it under control. But
how many Dallas Cowboys smoke cigarettes right now today? Is there one?
Ooh,
is there one cowboy who like has to step outside or whatever and huff a few heaters?
I've known of in the last 5 years at least three.
Really?
Yes, I won't say who they are because I don't think they want it. I don't even know if they're
LP Latasaur.
I don't even know if they're allowed to. I don't know if they're allowed to.
To smoke?
Like, I don't know if they're allowed to, like, when they do sometimes. Like, yeah, something like that.
No.
So I wouldn't say who. But I know that, yeah, players, surprisingly, because I remember I even talked about it with one of them one time. I was like,
what?
I was like, the conditioning and everything that doesn't, like.
Yeah.
They're like, nope. No problem. They're like, yeah, it's not all the time.
Someone who ran a lot?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was kind of surprised.
And I'll wait for the commercial break. But Mike McCarthy confirming all are safe as firefighters respond to smoke pouring from a condo at the training camp. Now, those are some old rooms, too. And that might be like a brush fire just waiting to catch.
How much were you kind of hoping? Like, this was...
Don't
this,
say something stupid.
No, how much were you kind of hoping, like, maybe this was Broadus, like, trying to cook in his room or something, and then, like, they had to shut down the whole facility because Broadus was like grilling in
no
there.
I know that they were grilling. I know that and some things were really being seared yesterday after I talked to Matt Pittman flying back from Oxnard, California, but they were cooking all the steaks, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But fire alarms continued to sound as the late afternoon practice began on the adjacent fields, and Ian Rappaport, who joined us yesterday, got the Cowboys spokesman comment. The issue was confined to a single room that was empty at the time. No injuries. Empty at the time. So, there we go. All right.
817 says if G-Bag was there, we'd know it was them because they'd be blazing in that room.
I don't know. Some of the things that were acquired out there that were just swallowed. I don't know if any fire was used in the sobriety level of different colleagues. All right, what happened at practice yesterday?
So it was a good practice for the defense, apparently. Trayvon Diggs gets a interception off of Dak Prescott. According to DallasCowboys.com, they kind of had their practice rundown of everything, which I don't know how much. When we have Brian Broaddus at 8:40, I'm going to be interested to see how much he actually got to like be out there yesterday with Gavin Dawson out sick. And having to come back for the show in the afternoon.
Yeah.
But Trayvon Diggs.
And was Chia follow out?
Yeah. Eric had vacation Monday, Tuesday, and then Dawson was sick yesterday. And so today, Brian's supposed to be leaving early. But Trayvon Diggs, apparently.
Rangers baseball this afternoon.
Yes, until around 5 o'clock. Diggs had
or
a good.
Or 2 o'clock when the game probably will actually be over.
Diggs had a strong practice. Another strong day for Jordan Lewis, according to Nick Harris. He said he bounced back after almost nabbing an interception in the short game that was intended for Jalen Tolbert, who instead wrestled it away. But in the reps to follow, he would prove to be disruptive in the red territory with 2 pass breakups in the red zone. Lewis has proven to be a reliable force at the nickel position during camp and is poised to have a strong 8th NFL season. I think that was one of the more interesting things we probably ascertained out there in no that we probably ascertained out
the
there
the interesting bell from Bobby
that we I think that was one of the things that we had heard out there that fascinated me was how much it seems like the team is really buying into the Jordan Lewis resurgence campaign. Like, they seem really confident in, yeah, he's ready to go, because typically smaller corner you start losing some of that speed, some of that quickness. A guy who's dealt with injuries over the last couple years. I think a lot of us felt like Jordan Lewis could be on his last legs a little bit. He's had a really impressive camp and has been somebody that I think the coaching staff really believes is going to be a key member of what they do in the secondary. And so that was another aspect. Cooper Beebe apparently just continues to build his case to take the center job. He, according to Nick Harris, just had a dominant practice in the one-on-one session, and that they continue to rotate in guys, but Brock Hoffman was getting the first team reps second. So it was leading with Beebe, coming back in with Hoffman. That has become a legitimate contest now for that center position that I didn't think we were going to have. And that's a credit to Beebe, I think, growing as much as he has during this thing. And then
Zach Wolchuk, scouting eye.
That's what it is. It's the Wolchuk scouting eye. I think Aisha liked him, too. Nick Harris also had a lot of praise for Cooper Rush and said that the consistency of these practices brought us to talk about this a little bit. I don't remember if he did it yesterday with us, but I've heard him talk about it, is that Cooper Rush, he thinks, looks like he's taking more command in some of these games and some of these practices, where he's almost feeling the pressure of, all right, Trey Lance is right there, and I need to start showing what I can do a little bit, slinging it around. And he started to practice a little more aggressively and take advantage of some of the things that he's seen. But Nick Harris said that consistency, reliability, each rep throughout practice has been a big thing for Cooper Rush. And Rush hasn't always been a good practice player. Last year, I remember thinking, it was last year, 2 years ago, I thought Rush was going to get cut when I saw him try to throw a ball away and it ended up in Jerry's tower on the Oxnard practice field. It's like, man, that's really bad if you're just trying to throw a ball away and you miss that bad. But Cooper Rush, apparently, it was the Cooper show yesterday with Cooper Rush and Cooper Beebe really standing out at practice.
And Jerry Jones said he needs to see more from Trey Lance, but did add that Lance will be on the Cowboys 53-man roster.
Dun, dun, dun. What a shocker. The guy that they invested a fourth-round pick in and still trying to smooth things over is, boy, I see why they gave up those 3-1s. I can see it.
3-1s. Jerry also gave, I guess what you can call an update on 88.
I don't mean that to be insensitive to our fans or to CD, but we're in good shape there, and we are having promising talks. Say, well, why you keep talking? Won't you do something? Again, as in anything, it takes both of you there at the same time. But I believe it's got the proper amount of everything, emphasis, importance for everybody involved here, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, so
I'm confused by the context of that quote. And this is what I was trying to figure out yesterday. When he says, I don't mean that to be insensitive to CD and our fans, but we're in good shape there. And then he follows up talking about we're having promising talks. Is he saying we're in good shape with the negotiations, or we're in good shape at the receiver position? Like, hey, no rush. Get here when you get here.
I'm guessing he's saying we're in good shape with the negotiation. I'm guessing.
On either front, no matter what it is, the big debate we had when you were out about, oh, is this something where Jerry meant what he said? Like, did Jerry actually mean I'm in no rush? Like, this is two more times he's talked since then where he keeps doubling down on the idea of, like, it's not a rush to him. So for all the debate of whether, what was he joking or what did he mean here? You know, he said there's no urgency, but that was taken out of context. I think he's shown you in back-to-back statements that he's made during the game last week, yesterday as well. He continues to tell you exactly what the quote said that everybody thought was taken out of context, which is there's no urgency for them. They don't feel any sense of urgency or any sense of, like, deadline to get this done immediately. And I don't know why. I don't know if that's
because they don't care about training camp. They don't think it matters that he's missing training camp as long as he's there for game one against the Browns, which he will be.
But and if that's the case, and I think you're probably right, that's the way that they're approaching it. If that's the case, at what point do you start worrying about souring the individual you're working
with?
Well,
that's why every comment, the only thing I'm tired of breaking these things down. I really am. I'm not blaming you. I know, you know, we're all guilty of trying to fill segments and do content, but, like, breaking this crap, I'm so sick of it. What did he really mean? Is that a subtle shot? When in actuality, it's just Jerry bumbling, rumbling, stumbling. That's really what it probably is. Well, could it be this? It could it be that? We're doing them a favor. We're doing him a favor by just keeping it in the news, trying to decipher, translate, and break down the same freaking damn thing over and over and over and over and over, over again. It's just, I'm so sick and tired of it. The only thing I care about, and I think is funny out of those clips, is he has to start every CD quote with an apology. No, just, I'm just making, I'm not offending anyone. I'm because of what he said in stepping in it. Don't take this the wrong way, and you know, by no means is this disrespect, because it is on a tick off lamb.
I think it's, I think that when you listen to him talk, though, Jerry basically acknowledging with that statement, not just the apology to CD, he recognizes at the very least he's losing this in the court of public opinion with the fans, because he says, I don't mean to be insensitive to our fans or CD. Like, it's something
realizing
where,
now, I think they lost the whole offseason.
No, but I think he recognizes in that specific negotiation, like the Zeke one, there was a lot of people on Dallas' side slow playing that. I think he knows on this one, they're losing in the court of public opinion on that, and he's having to do a little bit of spin. But I don't think, I think all of these comments ultimately come down to, he never wants to look like he's in a bad negotiating position. He never wants to look like he's not in control in these discussions. And that's why he's going to say, I have no urgency because this is on my timeline, not theirs.
Is Chris Young now the best part of the Rangers' embarrassing second half to close things out? And we'll go around the rest of the NFL. How did Brian Flores react to Tua Tagovailoa burying him the other day out of Miami? Around the rest of the NFL and a quick blip on your Rangers next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.